The following is a special local sports presentation on 92.1 WVTK. This is Middlebury College Panther Hockey. All season long, the Panthers play here. Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK is brought to you in part by
One Credit Union. Together, we are one. 1CU.org, 7 Green Street in Virgins. The A. Johnson Lumber Company of Bristol. Sustainable timber harvesting and SFI certified. Monument Farms of Weybridge. Join the movement and support local farms. Martin's Hardware of Bristol and Middlebury. Your true value hardware store. Autumn Gold Jewelry. They have the Earth's Most Beautiful Gifts. Main Street in Middlebury. The National Bank of Middlebury. Offering accounts for every stage of life to meet your financial needs with branches in Middlebury, Brandon, Bristol, Hinesburg, Virgins, and online at mbmvt.com. LaBerge Insurance Agency, Washington Street in Middlebury, LaBerge equals insurance. Foster Motors, home of the We Care People on Route 7 in Middlebury. Della Motorsports in Plattsburgh, your motorsports headquarters. Woodware Fine Furniture, offering the finest furniture, housewares, home accessories, lighting, and bedding, Route 7 South in Middlebury. Laffra Forest Products. For more than six generations, Laffra Forest Products has been proudly serving landowners with a full array of logging and land clearing services. Their professional crew is dedicated to helping clients in logging and timber management. South Street in Bristol. And Denneker Chevrolet, Route 7 South Middlebury, and at DennekerChevrolet.com.
This is Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK.
And live from Lansing Chapman Rink in Williamstown, Massachusetts, this is Middlebury College Hockey on the One Credit Union Panthers Radio Network. Tonight, the second half of the home-and-home series between your Middlebury Panthers and the Williams College Eagles. This is the LaBerge Insurance Agency pregame show, sponsored by LaBerge Insurance Agency, Washington Street in Middlebury. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Brett Luthner here in Williamstown, where the Panthers and Eagles will get together for the second half of the back-to-back home-and-home set. This is senior night for Williams, as well as both teams will be doing the hammy-ammy next weekend. Last night was the first one. It was Middlebury's turn for senior night at Kenyon Arena. And the Eagles would come in and spoil the party. And in fact, would get the spoiling going on just a minute 27 into the contest, courtesy of David Italiano. Tied up in the corner, near side to our right. Stepping away and sending it around the boards this time. Sam Gray, number 9, is sent all the way down. Bouncing puck onside, breakaway attempt. Score! David Italiano, the leading scorer on the Williams Eagles, snuck in behind the defense to breakaway goal a minute 27 seconds in, and Williams leans 1-0. For Italiano, it was his 11th goal of the season. Tyler Young and Keanu Hilaire get the assist. That was at 1:27. It made it 1-0 Williams. They would double the lead exactly 1 minute and 27 seconds later, this time on a bang-home play by Wyatt Glover. Goaltender Michael Pinos will give you numbers on both goaltenders in just a moment. This one comes up and out to center. Moving ahead with this one, Alex Haggerty, number 23, steps in, shoots. In front, it was a pass and a beautiful one. Slammed home. Williams leads 2-0. Wyatt Glover's third of the season. Alex Haggerty and Colby Critella get the assists at 2:54. 2-0. Williams was in front of Middlebury. The score would stay that way after one period of play in which Williams outshot Middlebury 9-7, and after two periods of play in which Middlebury was outshot by Williams 10-9, and in two period total, 19-16 in favor of the Eagles. One goal was scored in third period, and it would come at the 8:08 mark, courtesy of Roberto Cellini. Klein spins it around his own net. All this in the Middlebury zone now. 8 minutes gone by in the third, 2-0 Williams. To the point it goes, Mork, his shot out front, score! Frankie Mork took the initial shot. It was deflected out in front and then slammed home with his 11:52 to go in the third. Roberto Cellini gives Williams a 3-0 lead. For Cellini, his team-leading 14th goal of the season. Frankie Mork, Tyler Young getting the assist at 8:08. 3-0 Williams, and that's the way the score would be at the end of the game. Shots in the third, Williams had 10, Middlebury had 7. Game totals, Williams 29, Middlebury 23. So, Middlebury, of course, still mathematically alive for the playoff spot because Bowdoin had lost earlier, or around the same time, to Wesleyan 5-3. And so the Panthers still with that playoff shot, albeit a slim one, coming into tonight's action. So when we would come back, we'll tell you what happened in the NESCAC earlier today and give you the latest standings and let you know what Middlebury has to do tonight against Williams, as well as get thoughts from head coach Neil Sinclair. All that coming up here on the pregame show. You're listening to Middlebury College Hockey on the One Credit Union Panthers Radio Network.
The finest furniture, housewares, home accessories, lighting, and bedding is at Woodware, a family-owned business located just south of Middlebury on Route 7. They carry brands known for quality. Flex Steel, sofas, sectionals, recliners, and accent furniture. Thor's Elegance, Vermont-crafted furniture. Beautyrest mattresses. Hubbardton Forge, hand-forged lighting from Vermont. RH Lemure, fine hardwood dining room furniture. Oriental Weavers, area rugs, and Telescope casual outdoor furniture. Their top-quality furnishings and other items for your home are backed by a customer is always right guarantee. Plus, they deliver anywhere in Vermont and provide white glove delivery service anywhere in the country. It's all at Woodware on Route 7 South Middlebury, online at woodwarevt.com.
Celebrating 60 years in business, LaBerge equals insurance. LaBerge Insurance Agency has been helping you find the right insurance. Don't pay too much for the wrong coverage. LaBerge Insurance will get it right. Homeowners, renters, condo, auto, life, commercial, or farm insurance, call LaBerge at 388-2772. LaBerge Insurance Agency, locally owned and conveniently located at 1 Washington Street, Middlebury. LaBerge equals insurance.
A great way to start off your day is with Monument Farms hot chocolate. Just pop their signature chocolate milk in the microwave and you have instant delicious hot chocolate. Great for the kids before they head outdoors and to school. You can find all Monument Farms local products in many area stores. And if you live nearby, please stop into their popular dairy store Mondays through Fridays. Monument Farms, landmark quality from the heart of Vermont in Weybridge.
Foster Motors is a family-owned dealership that has been caring about their customers for generations. Their excellence in customer service is recognized in their achievement of the Fiat Chrysler Automobiles 2016 Inaugural Customer First Award for Excellence. Foster Motors is one of only 124 dealerships in the country and the only dealership in Vermont to win this award. When shopping for your next car, visit Foster Motors Jeep Dodge Ram Chrysler on Route 7 in Middlebury, Vermont.
And remember, at Foster Motors, we care.
You're listening to Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK.
Back here at Lanson Chapman Rink, as both teams have left the ice and Zamboni out there as we get set for Middlebury and Williams, the back half of the home-and-home set. Earlier today, everybody else in the NESCAC played. Here are those scores. Hamilton defeated Tufts at Tufts. That was a 3-1 final score. Trinity annihilated Bowdoin, a 6-1 final in that game. Amherst edges Connecticut College 2-1. And Colby over Wesleyan 3-2. So what that does now for the standings, right now, Hamilton sits in first place at 9-3-4. And by the way, the top four teams in the NESCAC all have 9 wins as of this very moment. Hamilton 9-3-4, first place. Williams still playing this game tonight, 9-3-3, tied with Colby, who are at 9-4-3, 1 point behind Hamilton. Hamilton sitting with 22 points, Williams and Colby with 21. Trinity's got 20 points, 9-5-2, and they're starting to get on a roll here. So Trinity, they're in fourth place with just 2 points out of first place at this Actually, 2 points out of first place at this moment. Wesleyan is in fifth now at 7-5-4. 2 points behind Trinity in that four spot. Wesleyan with 18 points right now. Amherst on 17 points at 7-6-3. Occupies the number six spot. They're tied with Tufts. Tufts at 8-7-1. So flip-flop which team has it, depending on head-to-head. Bowdoin with their loss tonight. since they dropped to 5-11 in conference. And then Middlebury at 3-12, Connecticut College at 2-12-2. So it's really cut out for Middlebury. What they need to do, a win tonight would go a long way to making things interesting going into the last weekend of the season between Middlebury and Bowdoin. Of course, Bowdoin with the 4-point advantage as of this moment. And the way things shake out in terms of tiebreakers, the only way Middlebury is really going to catch Bowdoin in tiebreakers, since their head-to-head would be split, and if Middlebury catches up to Bowdoin, the wins in conference would be split. The next thing would be against top four. And unfortunately, as it stands right now, Middlebury has not beaten Williams, Hamilton, Colby, or Trinity this season. Of course, that could change next weekend, or tonight even. But thus far, no wins at 0-6 against those four teams. Whereas Bowdoin does have a win in there. I just have to look that up again. But Bowdoin would edge them in that tie break. Middlebury's best shot is if Tufts and Wesleyan both start getting into the top four, although that's, who knows, it's anybody's guess at this moment. As when you conceivably think about it, Tufts at 8-7-1 still with a chance to jump into the top four as well. But that's off till next weekend. Middlebury can't catch Bowdoin tonight, but they can make things a little more interesting. So going into tonight's game, we had a chance to talk with head coach Neil Sinclair and get his thoughts about the bus ride down, the game tonight, and everything else going on as we're getting set for Middlebury against Williams. Here with head coach Neil Sinclair ahead of the second of the home-and-home series against Williams, and back to familiar place for you as you coached here for a couple years with the women's program. Overall, the bus ride down, how was the demeanor of the team coming in here to Williams tonight?
I think we played really well last night, and we take the first 3 minutes away. I thought the team played well. We had a chance to say thank you to our seniors. We had a nice dinner after the game with family and the team, and people are just focused on today and trying to get better today.
Now, last night's game, as you said, aside from those first 3 minutes, it seemed like early on Williams' pressure gave you some problems and then the team adjusted to it. What was something that you saw the team do well that got a foothold in the game yesterday?
I think it's for them, again, we're a really young team, and I think it's them gaining their confidence. And I think we got down and then their urgency picked up a little bit. They saw, hey, we can skate with this team, we can start making some plays. And I thought from that point forward, we played really well the rest of the game, and we had our chances. We just couldn't get the puck to go in the net.
A couple times, pucks off posts, just wide of the net. It looked like there was a lot of a good net front presence for the team last night, trying to get some traffic in front. Was that something that was stressed?
I think ever since the Trinity game down in Hartford, I think we've been playing really well. We've been in most of the games. And we've played well in a number of them. And I think it's what you saw last night for the majority of the game is what we've been doing. We did it in the Norwich game. We did it in the Plattsburgh game. We did it in the Bowdoin game. Spurts in the Colby game. We did it at Tufts. And so it's just the team's finding their way and they're gaining their confidence. And I think every game, I mean, Williams is a very good hockey team. And so I thought we played well.
All right. Thanks a lot. Good luck tonight.
Thank you.
And we'll be back with more Middlebury College Hockey on the One Credit Union Panthers Radio Network.
Lathrop Forest Products in Bristol specializes in logging and land clearing. Have trees blocking your view or just a property and you need it cleaned for building lots? Lathrop's can clear the land for many uses like scenic views, roads, even pasture reclamation. They can cover a lot of land in a minimal amount of time. With over 60 years of experience, they can handle all your land clearing needs. Call Lathrop Forest Products in Bristol at 453-3606. That's 453-3606.
Tom Daneker. Sometimes luck isn't always on your side. Maybe you're recently divorced, lost your job, had an illness in the family, lost your home, declared bankruptcy, or had a vehicle repossessed. In other words, you have really poor credit or no credit. Well, my friends, your luck is about to change. You need a vehicle. No problem. Here's how you get 100% guaranteed credit approval at Daneker Chevrolet. Visit us at Denneker Chevrolet, ask for Brett or David, and ask about 100% guaranteed credit approval. You can come in today and drive out in a vehicle today. We make Denneker deals, and we make you smile. At Denneker Chevrolet, we make it happen. Visit us at Route 7 South in Middlebury, at Denneker Virgens, or DennekerChevrolet.com.
Denneker Chevrolet.
The A. Johnson Company in Bristol has been a family-owned business since 1906. They supply woodworkers and do-it-yourself remodeling projects with locally and sustainably harvested timber. Visit their retail store and friendly staff on Route 116 in Bristol and see their wide selection of softwood and hardwood lumber, including paneling, flooring, and choose from planed or rough. The A. Johnson Company also sells kiln-dried firewood. Make the A. Johnson Company your one-stop for all your lumber needs or call 453-4884. That's 453-4884.
Now back to the ice for more Panther hockey on 92.1 WVTK.
We're back here at Lansing Chapman Rink as we get set for Middlebury and Williams, the second half of the home-and-home series between the two teams. Williams, of course, winning the game last night by a final count of 3-0. The lineups from last night into tonight have remained exactly the same. No changes on either side. So first on the Middlebury end, Danny Jacobs once again centering Kamil Tkachuk and Mitch Allen. Vinny Gisanti will center Mark McClellan and Travis Stevens. Jimmy McKee centers up Greg Conrad and Trevor Turnbull. Danny Tai with Joey Pacini, Connie, and Connor Lloyd listed on this sheet. Of course, that will change as the game goes along, mix and match and whatnot. Defensemen listed: Andrew Neary, David Bellucci, Brendan Dawson, Frank Cozzolino, Braden Quest, Sun Ho Park. Listed as the sixth defenseman. Stephen Klein, once again, will get the start this evening for the Middlebury Panthers. Henry Cutting and Brian Ketchabaugh will be the backups this evening for the Panthers. On the other side of it now, once again, for Williams, same lineup as they had last night, with Colby Critella centering Alex Haggerty and Wyatt Glover, and Roberto Cellini centering David Italiano and Tyler Young. Luke Stickle will center Marcus Malika and C.J. Shugart. And George Hunkele will center up with Will Summers and Joe Welch. Defensive pairings, Frankie Mork and Taylor Carmola. One set, Max Fold with James McNamara in another unit. And Sam Gray and Keanu Hilaire, the third of those defensive pairs for head coach Bill Kangas. It's interesting. There's only been two coaches in this program since 1959. It's been an amazing level of continuity here at Williams as the nets are being put out onto the ice, the holes in the ice being drained out so they can put the pegs in. It'll keep the nets anchored on the goal line. Getting sent here for Williams and Middlebury. Again, the second back-to-back games. The home-and-home set, if you will, between the two squads coming up here this evening. And final touches being put on here. The clock reads 9:30 to go before the teams step out there. Now, we've been still saying that Middlebury does have a chance to make the playoffs. If they win tonight, they'll make things a lot more interesting as they'll close the gap to within 2 points of Bowdoin for the only available playoff spot, the eighth and final playoff spot. What's remarkable about the NESCAC, though, as we had said, 9 teams have 9 wins on the season. The top 4 teams all have 9 wins on the season. Amherst is sitting there with 8. You got Tufts and Wesleyan with 7 wins, so it's just all over the place in terms of the teams and how they've played this season. So we all know how competitive NESCAC hockey is, and no exception to the rule here this year. As Middlebury, the young Middlebury team, learning their way around NESCAC and around NCAA Division III. And is still, though, with a mathematical chance of getting into the playoffs. Zamboni's been parked. The nets have been anchored to the ice. Doors have been closed with the exception of the two doors at the far end of the ice surface. We're in the corner by the Zamboni doors. So we're in the far corner. We're opposite from the Middlebury bench. We can see right down the line to the scorer's table and to the Williams bench. Middlebury will be coming out of a door to the left of our view. Of course, we're enough on the side of the rink that we can determine who's going left to right and who's going right to left anyway, as the officiating crew has now hit the ice for the start of this game. St. Lawrence, one of the referees, to go along with Irwin, Curley, and Spencer, the linesman. And in about 40 seconds, we will get the Williams Eves hitting the ice, and then Middlebury will soon follow here on Senior Night at Williams. This has been the LaBerge Insurance Agency pregame show. It's been sponsored by LaBerge Insurance Agency, Washington Street in Middlebury. A couple of seats below us. There's a, almost like a VIP, if you will, section. Some folding chairs on a platform in which some people take in the games here. As the Williams Eves, led by Michael Pinos, will now step out onto the ice for the start of this game, and Middlebury will soon follow. The Eves in tan jerseys, or cream jerseys, I should say. Cream jerseys and socks trimmed in purple and gold with the black pants and helmets. They'll be going from right to left in the first period. The Middlebury Panthers have taken to the ice. They're the familiar navy blue trimmed in white. They'll be going from left to right here in the first period. And Stephen Klein scuffs his crease up in the goal to the left, or near us, as our broadcast vantage point is. Michael Pinos has already done so in the crease to the right. The music has died down. We'll let you know who the starting lineups are here this evening for both Middlebury and Williams. This is, again, this is senior night here. Here's the Middlebury lineup first. In goal is number 31, Stephen Klein, a junior out of Saskatoon, Saskatchewan. He takes the blue line first. And then the defenseman, Andrew Neary, the captain, a senior from Milton, Massachusetts. Number 5 is on 1D. And the other defenseman is Frank Cozzolino, a freshman from Medfield, Massachusetts, number 34. Those are the D pairings. The forward up front, the center, Vinny Giassanti, number 18, a junior from Montreal, Quebec. Greg Conrad is going to play one wing. He's wearing number 25, a senior from Peabody, Massachusetts. And the other one is Travis Stevens, number 9, a senior out of Victoria, British Columbia. And that's the Middlebury starting lineup as the rest of the Panthers now take to the blue line. Joey Pacini, the last one to arrive at the blue line. And now you hear in the background, here's the Eves starting lineup. It's the starting goaltender, a sophomore from Montreal, Quebec, number 31, Michael Pinos. He gets the start. Number 25, Taylor Carmola, a senior from Spencerport, New York, wears number 25. He's on one defense. Number 2, Frankie Mork, a senior from Victoria, Minnesota, wearing number 2. He's the other defenseman here this evening for Williams. Number 18, Wyatt Glover, a freshman out of Sewickley, Pennsylvania, wearing number 18. And a senior from New Vernon, New Jersey, number 23, Alex Haggerty, playing the other wing. And they'll be centered by Colby Catella, a junior out of Guilford, Connecticut, number 10. And the Eves come out to the blue line. National Anthem to come. Puck drop when we return. You're listening to Middlebury College Hockey on the One Credit Union Panthers Radio Network.
Hi, this is John Wallace, graduate gemologist and owner of Autumn Gold in Middlebury, Vermont. Stop in and melt someone's heart. Whether you're looking for fine handcrafted jewelry, a rare gemstone, or an awesome diamond, come in and see what we have to offer. Meet our fun staff of very talented designers and goldsmiths. And remember, we do expert in-house repairs, restorations, and appraisals as well. Autumn Gold, the Earth's most beautiful gifts.
There are many banks to choose from. There's just one which truly puts personal service first and foremost. That's One Credit Union in Vergence. The people at One Credit Union specialize in making your banking an easy and positive experience. Add in our very competitive lending rates, low-fee banking services, and the many electronic banking options with 24/7 access to your account. You'll see why One Credit Union is gaining new customers every day. One Credit Union, Green Street, Vergence. One Credit Union. Together, we are one.
Are you thinking this is a good time of year to sell your home? Spring will be here soon, and now is an excellent time to call one of the five agents at Champlain Valley Properties to start the process of finding a buyer for your house, condo, investment property, or land. Nancy Foster, Diana Berthium, Robin Foster Cole, Mandy Daly Hodson, and John Snyder White are all available to assist you with the sale of your property. The inventory of homes on the market in Addison County is low right now. It is a good time to think about listing your home with Champlain Valley Properties. Stop by our office at 70 Court Street in Middlebury or visit us online at ChamplainValleyProperty.com.
This is Panther Hockey on Addison County's WBTK. Port Henry, Bridport, Middlebury, 92.1 WBTK. This is Middlebury College Panther Hockey on 92.1 WBTK.
As you hear in the background, the American anthem has just concluded. Star-Spangled Banner wrapped up, and the Canadian National Anthem of Canada right before that. All the players now put their helmets back on, and we are set to go here for Middlebury College Hockey. In goal, same two as last night for Middlebury. It's Stephen Klein. He gets the start for Klein. It's start number 19 on the season for him. 3-13-2 with 3.13 goals against average, 9.14 save percentage. In conference, 3-10, a 3.0 goals against and a 9.15 save percentage. Michael Pinos at the other end for Williams. 7-5-3 overall, 2.82 goals against average, 8.83 save percentage. In conference, he's 6-3-3, a 2.62 goals against, 8.85 save percentage. Well, nothing more to do other than to drop the puck and get this game started. Middlebury and Williams, the second of the back-to-back set between the two teams, as is customary every season between these two squads. About a couple hours apart between Middlebury, Vermont, and Williamstown, Massachusetts. We are underway with the puck quickly coming into the Panther zone. Sending it around the wall, Alex Haggerty. A centering pass out in front, intercepted. Behind the net and sending it around that time was Vinny Gisanti. He picks up the loose puck again, sends up the left wing boards and out to center. Williams regains. Again in their cream jerseys and socks trimmed in purple and gold going from right to left. A centering pass over a stick. Greg Conrad, number 25, on it and sends it out to center. The retreat. Leafs back in possession of the puck. Partial line change on for both squads. A long shot hits the glass and gets a couple young fans scampering. That was behind the net in that area. Loose puck out the center. Regain. Williams at the red line and a dump in. 52 seconds gone by here in this first period. No score. A man goes down. That would be David Italiano. Italiano gets the loose puck centered out in front. And Klein just going to grab as it squirts to the side of the net. And then afterwards, Italiano giving a little shot to Danny Jacobs, number 39. Some pushing and shoving, but nothing else will come of it. Brendan Dawson has something to say to Roberto Cellini as he goes by. Minute two gone by, first period, no score. Face off to the left of goaltender Stephen Klein, who's now adjusting something. Checking out something on his hand. Something might have stung him. Gives a little bit of a head nod to Irwin, the referee. Gets everything set. Taps the crossbar, I should say, with the stick. And he's ready to go. Off the draw, Williams controls. Back at the point, trying to send it in low, and able to do so is Keanu Hilaire, number 8. And this one comes back out the center. Hilaire is back for it. Snaps the pass on off to the right wing board, sent in by Luke Stickle, number 16. The Eves in those cream jerseys, they got the Eves scripted word font across the front, and a player number in the lower left, almost like a baseball jersey. Backhand shot. That's all in purple, by the way. Backhander CJ Shugart. Stumbled on it the first time last night as well. Behind the net after Shugart's backhand missed. Shugart now takes residency in the high slot. Puck comes down low. An opportunity is off the side of the net, courtesy of Marcus Molinka. Right back to the point. Arista from there. Klein just knocks it off into the corner. Near side to the left. Butch Allen sends up and out the center. Penalty coming up against Williams. A delayed call. It looks like it's going to be against Shugart. On the net. And there's the whistle. So our first penalty of the game. High sticking is going to be the call. And the Panthers will go on the power play. Time and a penalty. 2:06 of the first period. Panthers, much like last night when they had the opportunity, as Shugart now sits in the box. We'll have an opportunity on the power play yet again here tonight. Off the draw, it's controlled. Middlebury coming into this game 13 for 73. That's 17.8% efficiency, 43rd in the nation. There's a shot for the point. It's deflected wide. The rebound to the far corner. Controlled there by Jacobs. He's trying to send a pass out, but it's intercepted. And here's a shorthanded opportunity. Long shot blocked down. And sent around the net that time by Tyler Young, number 17. Andrew Neary, the captain's got it. He was on offer. David Bellucci, number 42. Killing off penalties. Williams comes in 62 of 81, 76.6%. They're ranked 70th in the nation. Middlebury, for all intents and purposes, we're just right above them at 69th in the nation. This one sent all the way down. So both power plays in the lower part of the NCAA Division III. Back for it, Brendan Dawson, number 2, behind his own net. Steps out the left side, no pressure right now. So Dawson steps the pass off to the right side, on for Mitch Allen. Allen's drop pass is intercepted, and it's popped all the way up in the air, and the deflection. Glove down and controlled by Tkachuk. And Tkachuk's shot goes wide. Rebound to the point. Stevens, his shot blocked down and cleared up and out to center. He's trying to work around his Cellini on the shorthanded effort, and he chops it further into the Panther zone. Dawson sends it around the wall. Mitch Allen's going to catch up to this loose puck. Half a minute to go on the power play. 16:20 to go first period. No score. Around the net goes Allen. Sends it back to the point. Stevens. Left point for Dawson. Holds. Sends into the left wing corner for a cross-ice pass that Stevens couldn't control. Regathers right at the blue line. Chips a pass down low. 11 on the power play. This is Kamil Tkachuk. Eventually it's worked back out to Stevens. Down Boston, a one-timer. Save made. Oh, no. Knocked down in front. Not even through. And a rebound sent all the way down. Power play is over. Middlebury 0 for 1 with the man advantage. Stephen Klein sets it up behind the net. Travis Stevens sends it around. And now it's Andrew Neary. Pass on ahead to Jimmy McKee, number 6. McKee and across the Williams line. Backhands one right towards Pinios, who gloves it and holds on. 15:40 to go, first period. No score between Middlebury and Williams. Middlebury College Hockey on the One Credit Union Panthers Radio Network, brought to you by One Credit Union. Together, we are one. 1CU.org, 7 Green Street in Virginia. More people coming in, and I see the Williams hockey team is here, so And I could tell because one of the girls I used to coach is sitting down there with him. Here's the now man rush, 2-on-1, and front score! Alex Haggerty puts it home. And with 15:29 to go in the first period, 1-0 Williams. It was an odd man, 2-on-1. Haggerty. Time at a goal, 4:31. And so Haggerty puts the Eaves on the board. Now into the Williams zone. Behind the Williams net, puck goes around the board. Cross-ice pass comes out to center. And a whistle as this one rolls right to Stephen Klein. He holds on. Assists going to, we'll get it for you in a moment, but Haggerty's got the goal. It's his sixth of the season. We'll get up with the assist in a moment, but it's 1-0. Williams with the lead. Malika McNamara, if we heard that correctly, got the assist. Mitchell's on point here for the Panthers. A send around and trying to get into the zone, not quite able to do so. A tie up. And now the Eaves have possession of the puck. Chip out to center. Quickly sent back the other way. And in by Cozzolino. That's rejected, though. It comes right back to the Middlebury end. Dawson back for it. Left wing pass that Jacobs couldn't control. 14:20 to go in the first period. 1-0 Williams with the lead. They move ahead in an onside play. 3-on-3. Now move in. Score! Frankie Mork. A broken play. Mork found his way through into the slot. It was just an innocent-looking 3-on-3, but Mork got the deflection and put it home, and it's now 2-0 Williams. And quickly, again, much like last night, the Eaves take a 2-goal lead. 6 minutes gone by in the first. Now here's the skate up and out to center. Williams again, and a little flip up the center. Onside plays. Pass across intended for Haggerty, and he couldn't get a shot on net and a rebound. Pass out to, he's all the way to the neutral zone. Sam Gray back for it. And a couple of players collide. Finally on is Danny Jacobs. Jacobs trying to send it up the left wing side. That's intercepted. Here comes Williams again before Bellucci steps in and interjects himself in the play. Bellucci from the blue line sends in. Middlebury looking to get themselves righted here. Trailing by 2. 13:10 to go in the first period. Retreating is Gray. Send around the boards. Not out of the zone. Still hemmed in. George Hunkley, number 14. And send. Just couldn't get it out. Still the battle goes along. But now finally Williams does come out the center. And a nice move. Here's a breakaway opportunity. And a shot just goes wide. The rebound comes out in front. The opportunity that time was for, I believe it was Luke Stickle, number 16. It was Wyatt Glover, number 18, beg your pardon. And just missed wide. 12:30 to go, first period. 2-0 Williams. We'll give you goal particulars both ways through in just a moment. Shot goes wide, a rebound behind. Puck put out to center. Now here goes Mitch Allen the other way. Allen in across the Williams line. Then gets tied up in the far corner to our right. Everybody ties up. Puck comes to the near side boards. Trying to work it along and unable to do so. A couple Eaves players. And finally, Williams does come away with the loose puck and out to center. Little backhand pass to the left wing. And it is Italiano. Trying to center one out in front. It's blocked off. And collecting is Cellini. Now in front, and a save made by Klein off the opportunity from Tyler Young. Rebound bounces off the half boards and out to center. 11:40, first period, 2-0 Williams with the quick lead on Middlebury here in the first period. These two goals came just over a minute apart. In fact, a minute 17. Panthers looking to come out and do. Danny Jacobs. Jacobs in across the Williams line. Jacobs on the backhand. Goes around the net and had the puck just stripped right off his stick. And now the Eaves come out. Into the Panthers zone this goes. A tie up. Still loose and now it'll come to the point but not out. Sharp angle shot. That's waffle boarded off through a screen by Klein. Rebound loose in the near corner. Another shot and another blocker saved by Klein. A rebound, a stuff attempt out in front. Klein turns aside. Glover, who just tried to stuff it a moment ago, sends behind the net. Now the pickup, and everything will settle down for Middlebury. It's Andrew Neary. Neary just waits behind the net. Still holding. Vinny Gisanti comes through and gets the pass. Cross ice for Bellucci. Bellucci takes it off the wall. Nice move at the blue line. Bellucci shooting. Save made. Panios. The rebound is loose on the far boards and out to center. And the backhand play at the blue line. And now Dawson collects for Middlebury. Brendan Dawson with it. Trying to stick handle. Really got it turned over. And instead, Dawson does gain the red line and dump in. Battle along the boards on the far side. As we come up on the halfway point here in the first period and a 2-0 Williams lead. Great battle now comes loose and the puck comes out to center ice. Williams just a dump in and a line change. Retreating for this Cozzolino. Cozzolino, now Gisanti. Vinny Gisanti, his pass through all the way down. It's going to go for icing. Nope, no, won't, because beating everybody down there was Kamil Tkachuk. Left off Mitch Allen. Allen trying to center one. That's knocked down. A turnaround shot blocked off. And here comes Williams out to center. And onside skate this time. Good poke check. There's a sweep check by Cozzolino. Causing the turnover from Welch. And the Panthers do get it out to the neutral zone. Dumped right back into the Panther end. Back for Cozzolino. Sends off the half boards and all the way down. This will not be icing as Williams take their time getting back. Line change on for the Eaves. Same thing for the Panthers. 9:03, first period, 2-0 Williams leads. Neary in a board battle with Young. Tyler Young centers it for a shot that's knocked aside by Klein. The rebound in the corner. Young's got it. Behind the net for Cellini. Cellini with it. Centered it, but it's deflected right to the stick of Mitch Allen. Allen goes half boards and into the Williams bench, getting a stoppage. With 8:44 to go in the first, 2-0 Williams. Middlebury College Hockey on the One Credit Union Panthers Radio Network. Brought to you by the A. Johnson Lumber Company of Bristol. Sustainable timber harvesting and SFI certified. Mark from Malika and Haggerty was the first goal. As this one hits the side of the net off the faceoff. Rebound collected by Cortella. Lost ice pass. There's a big battle going on in front. And this one does come up and all the way down. It's going to be icing against Middlebury. As the first one down was Keanu Hilaire. So the first goal, Haggerty from Malika. I'll check it. Mork. They're changing it now. Both goals have been scored by Mork. Malika and Haggerty get the assists. And then the second one, Young and Italiano get the assists. And it's 2-0. I'm not sure about that. I thought Haggerty was the one that scored it, so I guess that might be wrong. Maybe it's the other way around. Maybe Mork got an assist. He's puck controlled and sent around by Cortella. Half boards and out to center. And the regroup with 8 minutes to go here in the first. Turnover and away goes Bellucci. Bellucci dumps it into the Williams zone. Puck picked up by C.J. Shugart. Shugart tries the far side boards. That's picked off, though. And the Panthers trying to set up an attack down low. In front of shot and just goes over the bar. Mark McClellan on the opportunity. Rebound collected and sent down low. Eventually, not worked to the point just yet. And this comes out. Delayed penalty call coming up against Middlebury. An onside rush. Trying to use the referee as a screen. And pretty much doing so for the moment. Before the penalty call was made. Let's see what the call is now. Going to the box is Jasanti. Slashing is going to be the call. Power play number one for Williams. Time of the penalty, 12:38. The power play from Williams is poked fourth in the country coming into this game. 23 for 82, 28%. Out front in the dots. A shot just goes wide as Klein played the initial shot that was deflected. Williams working around the perimeter right now. It's Italiano. Leaves off for Mork. Put down low for Shugart. Around for Young, sends it back out to the point and gets it back. Young in the left wing circle. Sent down low for a shot. Same made by Klein. The rebound loose. Works out to the high slot. Still Williams with it. Minute 17 on the power play. Back at the point, Mork. Mork steps through, shooting. Same made. The rebound is loose. It's right in front of Klein's pad. He couldn't find it. And then behind the net, Italiano. Italiano puts out in front and a shot goes wide. The rebound on the side of the net. Chopped at, bunted down. A sharp angle shot, score! The shot was actually deflected across David Italiano on the doorstep. And with 6:17 to go in the first, it's 3-0 Williams. Italiano right on the doorstep. For him, that's his 12th goal of the season. Surely, and the assist are going to go to Shugart, but it's been all Williams in this first period. Once he got that first goal, the proverbial snowball has been building momentum. Size pass and an onside play. Shot save made by Klein. He holds on. Shugart and Young get the assist at 13:43. So 3-0 the score. Face off to the left of Stephen Klein. Nothing tie up. It's sent around the boards. McDuff to the point. Love that, and out to center. Retreating for this one is Taylor Carmola. He pass on ahead, and now the Chiefs gain the zone. Going back for it, Neary. Neary sends it around the wall. First one to it, McClellan, and gets it out off to McKee. McKee's pass for Braden Quast is off the mark just by a little bit. Pressure put on by Williams and dumped back into the zone. 5:25 first period. 3-0 Williams leads. Quest trying to evade pressure and then the turnover created. High slot. Shot score! Marcus Malika came right down the middle on the turnover. And with 5:14 to go in the first, Stephen Klein's going to be pulled from the game. And in will come Brian Ketchabaugh. 4-0 Williams. This has just been all Williams. Malika's third of the season. Well, that's what happens off the turnover. And so, see what the what the Panthers can do in response. The bouncing puck at center, sent into the zone. Down the wall and out to center and all the way down. So into the game is Brian Ketcherbaugh, and he's going to be tested in this one. Ketcherbaugh on the season, 0-3, a goals against average of 3.45, a save percentage of .890 as this goes down for an icing. In the NESCAC, 0-2, a .466 goals against, .875 save percentage. And so Brian Ketcherbaugh into the game, replacing Stephen Klein. Klein, by the way, look at the numbers in the vote. 4 goals on 18 shots. Yikes. This one all the way down. Behind the net it goes. It's around and out to center. And then out to center. Actually kept it at the blue line. Behind the net. Centering pass by Tkachuk is intercepted. 4 minutes to go. First period. 4-0. Williams leads. A shot never gets through to Pinos. Rebound in the left wing corner. Sent back to the point. Neary controls a bouncing puck. Trying to send down low, but that's intercepted. And now here comes Williams. Well, Williams trying to get out to center, but it's turned over. Here's Mitch Allen. Allen shooting, and a pad save made by Pinos. The rebound was left in the slot. Let's clear it up and out to center. Here comes Williams again. An onside play. Moving around, trying to get through as Max Fold centered it out in front, but it's intercepted. And then getting knocked to the ice that time was Jacobs. Williams winning all the battles thus far. Puck battle down low in the corner. It's a 3-on-2 scrum. One extra Panther in there. Bunch of guys in the 30s with their numbers. It's pass comes up deflected, and then a shot from the slot is up and over the bar. It'll catch a ball. Rebound, Allen up, and it does get out to center. 2:55, first period, 4-0 Williams. They're struck early and often in this one. Turnover, though. And puck comes out to center. Tie up right in front of the Middlebury bench. Trying to come away with it and able to do so with the Williams Eves and then chip it into the Middlebury end. Going in after it is CJ Shugart. Shugart's got it. Shugart still with it. Turns. Trying to put one down low in the corner and is successful. First one on it, Malika. Malika back to the point. Cross ice passes off the mark and away goes Conrad. Conrad to Stevens. He has to knock it into the zone. 2:06, first period, 4-0 Williams. Loose puck comes up and out to center and dumped into the Middlebury end. Going back for it is Brendan Dawson. Dawson on the net. Forecheck is going to be put on here by Williams. McKee on the left wing boards. That puck's turned over and dumped back into the Panther zone. Back for it, Trevor Turnbull, number 20. Turnbull had it knocked off his stick, but then regains. Trevor Turnbull lost the red line, then across the east blue line. Tried to put one out in front, but that's knocked down. Moved along and eventually out of the zone. 2-on-2, move the other way. It's Italiano. Sharp angle shot. The Ketcherbaugh holds on to. Minute 23 to go in the first. 4-0 Williams. Middlebury College Hockey and the One Credit Union Panther Radio Network, sponsored by Monument Farms of Weybridge. Join the movement and support local farms. Face off to the left of Brian Ketcherbaugh, who's come on in relief of Stephen Klein, who was bombarded with shots. 4 goals on 18. Shot goes wide in the net. Rebound still in the zone. As we're coming up on the woman, 1:10 now to go here in the period. Everybody digging away at the puck along the boards. It does come up and out to center and all the way down. This will be icing against Middlebury. As we have a minute and 1 second to go in the first period. 4-0 Williams. Oh, well, plenty to recap on the intermission report here on the One Credit Union Panthers Radio Network. 4 goals being scored on Stephen Klein there in the first period. High up. And a sharp angle shot knocked down. Still loose in front. For stolen on a stick lift. A shot saved, made by Ketchupaw after the shot taken by Hunkelin. Now another backhand echoes wide coming from Will Summers. The rebound is to the blue line, but not out. Glove down by Cozzolito. Move pass ahead. Here come the Panthers in a 2-on-3. Shot by Jasanti is knocked down. It really gets to the front of the cage. Half a minute to go in the period. A turnaround shot by Cozzolito is fanned on, and now Williams out the other direction. Long shot, same made, catch a ball, and he's just going to hold on with 21.7 seconds to go in the opening period. Middlebury College Hockey and a One Credit Union Panthers Radio Network, brought to you by Martin's Hardware of Bristol and Middlebury, your true value hardware store. Face off, controlled. By Williams, going around the net, Malika. Back out to the point for a wrist shot that's blocked off to the far boards. Going in after it, McNamara. McNamara now down low, he's got the loose puck. Comes back to the blue line, step in, the shot by Malika is well off the mark. Rebound, and now finish the first period of play. 4-0 Williams. It was a one-sided affair through 20 minutes of play, and so the Panthers have got to go regroup. Our score at the end of one, it's the Williams Eaves 4, the Middlebury Panthers nothing. You're listening to Middlebury College Hockey on the One Credit Union Panthers Radio Network.
National Bank of Middlebury is there for you 24/7. Buying a home, sending your kids to college, or starting a new business? They're here to make it happen, helping families and businesses achieve their dreams since 1831. With offices in Middlebury, Brandon, Bristol, Hinesburg, and Virgins, or online at nbmvt.com, or on your mobile phone, anytime, anywhere. Bank real, live real. National Bank of Middlebury. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. Equal opportunity employer.
Hey, you in the truck going fishing or hunting today? Do you have everything you need to bag that big one? You sure? Let's go over that checklist. Snacks, lures, worms, ammo. How about beer for later and breakfast before you get to camp? How about a whole keg? You forgot something, didn't you? Head on over to Virgin's Redemption right on Main Street. They have all those things. And hey, if you need something a little more upscale for dinner when you get home, they have a great selection of wine, too. Virgin's Redemption, open 7 days a week.
Foster Motors is a family-owned dealership that has been caring about their customers for generations. Their excellence in customer service is recognized in their achievement of the Fiat Chrysler Automobiles 2016 Inaugural Customer First Award for Excellence. Foster Motors is one of only 124 dealerships in the country and the only dealership in Vermont to win this award. When shopping for your next car, visit Foster Motors Jeep Dodge Ram Chrysler on Route 7 in Middlebury, Vermont.
And remember, at Foster Motors, we care.
Hi, this is Paul from Montfield Sports in Middlebury. This year's Farmer's Almanac is calling for a cold, snowy winter, and we'd like to invite you to stop by the store and check out our full line of cold weather boots and clothing. We carry all the top name brands, including Lacrosse, Dainer, Irish Setter, High Tech, Dickies Workwear, 100% wool clothing, hats, gloves, and much more. So stop in and let our friendly staff help you find what you need to stay warm and happy this winter. Thank you and have a great day.
You're sure to drive in style, mile after mile when you join the team, Team Deniker.
It's Tom Deniker. Sometimes luck isn't always on your side. Maybe you're recently divorced, lost your job, had an illness in the family, lost your home, declared bankruptcy, or had a vehicle repossessed. In other words, you have really poor credit or no credit. Well, my friends, your luck is about to change. You need a vehicle, no problem. Here's how you get 100% guaranteed credit approval at Deniker Chevrolet. Visit us at Deniker Chevrolet, ask for Brett or David, and ask about 100% guaranteed credit approval. You can come in today and drive out in a vehicle today. We make Deniker deals, and we make you smile. At Deniker Chevrolet, we make it happen. Visit us at Route 7 South in Middlebury, at Deniker Virgens, or DenikerChevrolet.com.
Deniker Chevrolet.
This is where the Panthers play. 92.1 WVTK.
4-0 Williams after the first period of play here in Williamstown, Massachusetts. It got started at the 431 mark when Williams would strike first against Middlebury. Sitting down there with him. Here's the nine-man rush. 2-on-1 in front. Score! Alex Haggerty puts it home. And with 15:29 to go in the first period, 1-0 Williams. It is Haggerty getting the goal. McNamara and Malinka get the assists. And so 1-0 would be the score in favor of Williams. They would double the advantage to 2-0 just a minute, 17 seconds later. Left wing pass that Jacobs couldn't control. 14:20 to go in the first period. 1-0 Williams with the lead. They move ahead in an onside play. 3-on-3. Now move in, score! Frankie Mork, a broken play. Mork found his way through into the slot. It was just an innocent-looking 3-on-3, but Mork got the deflection and put it home, and it's now 2-0 Williams. For Mork, it is his third goal of the season. Young and Italiano, the assist at 5:48, making it 2-0 Williams. They would expand the lead to 3-0 at the 13:43 mark on the power play. And in behind the net, Italiano. Italiano puts out in front and a shot goes wide. The rebound on the side of the net. Chopped out, bunted down. A sharp angle shot, score! The shot was actually deflected across David Italiano on the doorstep. And with 6:17 to go in the first, it's 3-0 Williams. Italiano's 12th of the season. Sugar and Young, the assist, came at 13:43, making it 3-0 Williams. And then a minute and 3 seconds later, Marcus Malika would make it 4-0. Quest trying to evade pressure, and then a turnover created. High slot, shot, score! Marcus Malika came right down the middle on the turnover. And with 5:14 to go in the first, Stephen Klein's going to be pulled from the game. Malika's third from Stickle and Shugartner, 14:46, makes it 4-0 Williams. Shots in the first period, Williams 23, Middlebury 5. When we come back, out-of-town scores in the NHL. You're listening to Middlebury College Hockey on the One Credit Union Panthers Radio Network.
Real trust is having a partner you can count on. National Bank of Middlebury has experienced bankers providing advice, guidance, and support you can trust. And a full range of loans, savings, and online products and services. Find out what having the right partner can do for you. Offices in Middlebury, Brandon, Bristol, Hinesburg, and Vergennes, or online at mbmvt.com. Bank real. Live real. National Bank of Middlebury.
Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. Equal opportunity employer.
Hi, this is John Wallace, graduate gemologist and owner of Autumn Gold in Middlebury, Vermont. Stop in and melt someone's heart. Whether you're looking for fine handcrafted jewelry, a rare gemstone, or an awesome diamond, come in and see what we have to offer. Meet our fun staff of very talented designers and goldsmiths. And remember, we do expert in-house repairs, restorations, and appraisals as well. Autumn Gold, the Earth's most beautiful gifts.
Celebrating 60 years in business, LaBerge equals insurance. LaBerge Insurance Agency has been helping you find the right insurance. Don't pay too much for the wrong coverage. LaBerge Insurance will get it right. Homeowners, renters, condo, auto, life, commercial, or farm insurance, call LaBerge at 388-2772. LaBerge Insurance Agency, locally owned and conveniently located at 1 Washington Street, Middlebury. LaBerge equals insurance.
there's a beautiful furniture store in Middlebury that you have to check out. It's Woodware Fine Furniture. They have dining and living room sets in gorgeous woods like cherry, maple, and oak, chairs, sofas, bedding, and great varieties of all. Or if you don't see it there, just ask Drew and he can probably get it for you. Woodware also provides shipping and delivery. You've probably seen the Woodware truck. It's everywhere. Woodware Fine Furniture. Handmade wood crafts, toys, and fine furniture for 30 years. Woodware, Route 7 South, Middlebury.
For just what you need to get all your weekend projects done right, shop Martin's True Value Hardware and Radio Shack. Hi, I'm Kathleen Clark.
And I'm Martin Clark from Martin's True Value Hardware.
Well, Martin, time to get out the snow shovels and take care of the driveway.
Snow shovels? Ah, that's kid stuff. How about this new snow blower plus super fast ice melt for the sidewalks?
Martin, it's a small driveway. Don't you think that's a bit overkill?
Nah. It's all clear now. That was super easy. Kathleen, where'd you go?
I'm over here.
Whoops. Sorry about that. Hey, the I'm buried in a snowbank look works for you.
Get me out of here.
Sure. For everything you need this winter. Ice melt, gloves, space heaters.
And shovels. Go get a shovel.
Right, shovels too. Shop Martin's True Value Hardware and Radio Shack on West Street in Bristol and Route 7 in Middlebury. True Value, start right, start here.
Now, back to Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK.
4-0 Williams with the lead after the first period of play. This is the NHL scoreboard update, sponsored by Martin's True Value Hardware and Building Supply, West Street in Bristol, and Route 7 in Middlebury. Lots of stuff going on in the NHL tonight. Columbus, the Blue Jackets, lead Detroit 2-1 late in the third period of that game. Boone Jenner and Cam Atkinson goal scorers for the Blue Jackets. Thomas Vanek, the goal scorer for Detroit, 2-1 late in the third period in that one. The Tampa Bay Lightning, Winnipeg Jets, midway through the first period scoreless. The Buffalo Sabres up 2-0 on the Toronto Maple Leafs. Evander Kane, Sam Reinhart, the goal scorers for Buffalo. St. Louis has got a 1-0 lead on Montreal. That one scored by Patrick Berglund. So St. Louis leads Montreal 1-0. That's late in the first period. The Rangers lead the Colorado Avalanche 1-0. Kevin Kline, the goal scorer in that game for New York. The Anaheim Ducks and Washington Capitals are scoreless. Just about set to start, I should say. Later tonight, Pittsburgh visiting Arizona, Chicago at Edmonton. Final scores, Ottawa defeated the New York Islanders 3-0. Goals scored by Mark Stone, Zach Smith, and Jean-Gabriel Pageau for Ottawa. So the Senators beat the Islanders 3-0. Boston, a 4-3 winner over Vancouver. That was a final earlier today in Boston. Kevin Miller, Frank Vetrano, then Colin Miller and David Pastrnak, the goal scorers for Boston. Bo Horvat, Alexander Burrows, and Marcus Granlund, the goal scorers for Vancouver. Boston wins 4-3. Philadelphia in overtime beat San Jose 2-1. Ivan Provorov scored, and Wayne Simmonds got the overtime winner for Philadelphia. Patrick Marleau scored for San Jose. Philadelphia won 2-1. Dallas beat Carolina by a final score of 5-2. Esa Lindell, Patrick Eves, Curtis McKenzie. Eves got another one later on, and then Adam Cracknell scoring for Dallas. Sebastian Aho and Justin Falk scoring for Carolina. And Florida defeated Nashville in a wild one, 7-4 down in Nashville. Jaromir Jagr, Jussi Jokinen, Nicklas Bukestad, Vinny Trocheck, Alexander Barkov, Jonathan Huberdeau, and then Trocheck again scoring for the Panthers. Roman Josi, and then a hat trick for Victor Arvidsson for Nashville in that game in the losing effort. That's been the NHL scoreboard update, sponsored by Martin's True Value Hardware and Building Supply, West Street in Bristol, and Route 7 in Middlebury. Our score here at the end of one period, it's the Williams Eaves 4 and the Middlebury Panthers 0. Stephen Kline got pulled after the fourth goal. In has come Brian Ketchabon, who looks to start the second period of play. We'll have that when we return. You're listening to Middlebury College Hockey on the One Credit Union Panthers Radio Network.
A great-
great way to start off your day is with Monument Farms Hot Chocolate. Just pop their signature chocolate milk in the microwave and you have instant delicious hot chocolate. Great for the kids before they head outdoors and to school. You can find all Monument Farms local products in many area stores. And if you live nearby, please stop into their popular dairy store Mondays through Fridays. Monument Farms, landmark quality from the heart of Vermont in Weybridge.
The A. Johnson Company in Bristol has been a family-owned business since 1906. They supply woodworkers and do-it-yourself remodeling projects with locally and sustainably harvested timber. Visit their retail store and friendly staff on Route 116 in Bristol and see their wide selection of softwood and hardwood lumber, including paneling, flooring, and choose from planed or rough. The A. Johnson Company also sells kiln-dried firewood. Make the A. Johnson Company your one-stop for all your lumber needs or call 453-4884. That's 453-4884.
How many times have you really felt good about the financial institution you deal with? The people who use all the varied services at One Credit Union on Green Street in Vergennes do. It might be because One Credit Union is known for their unmatched personal service. This service is provided by people you like to work with, not by people you have to work with. Low-fee banking services provided by people you like. It all adds up to One Credit Union. If your bank doesn't add up to that, it's time for a change. One Credit Union, Green Street, Vergennes. One Credit Union. Together we are one.
Lathrop Forest Products in Bristol specializes in logging and land clearing. Have trees blocking your view or just a property and you need it cleaned for building lots? Lathrop's can clear the land for many uses like scenic views, roads, even pasture reclamation. They can cover a lot of land in a minimal amount of time. With over 60 years of experience, they can handle all your land clearing needs. Call Lathrop Forest Products in Bristol at 453-3606. That's 453-3606.
This is Panther Hockey on Addison County's WBTK. Port Henry, Bridport, Middlebury, 92.1 WBTK. This is Panther Hockey on 92.1 WBTK.
Both teams have taken to the ice here for the start of the second period. It was all Williams in the first, leading 4-0 over Middlebury. Houston going from left to right in the cream jerseys and socks trimmed in purple, black helmets. Middlebury in the navy blue, trimmed in white. They're going from right to left. Ryan Ketchabaugh in goal to the right. Michael Pinos in goal to the left. And it'll be Colby Critella to take the draw against Danny Jacobs. Second period is underway and quickly tipped into the zone, but it'll be icing again. Nope, icing's waved off against Williams, and so the Panthers have to start up deep in their own territory here. And again, that hard forecheck that Williams puts on creates the turnover at the blue line and sent down low by and Critella now does battle in the corner. Coming in to help out, Alex Haggerty. Try to send out in front, couldn't quite do so. Haggerty tried to step around. Penalty call coming up, and it's going to be against Bellucci. Touch is put on. Power play number two for Williams, as Bellucci will go for the trip 36 seconds into the second. Said the Williams power play fourth in the nation in power play efficiency. We'll get another crack at it here. Left wing boards. The Leafs set things up in the zone. Back out to the point. Sending down low is Gray. Peeling around is Tyler Young in the left wing circle. Gray interchanges now with Frankie Mork. Gray shot to a screen and a save made by Ketchabaugh with the glove. And he holds on. 57 seconds gone by here in the second. Minute 40 to go on the Bellucci power play. 4-0. Williams with the lead. And a face-off to the left of Brian Ketchabaugh. Came on in relief of Stephen Klein. Klein faced 18 shots allowed, 4 goals. Ketchabaugh faced 5 in the first period. He's got one right there in the second. Backhanded up and out of the zone by Neary. Retreating with this one and sending it across his hunk of leg. Now moving ahead in an onside play, Roberto Cellini. Cellini puts on the brakes. Now Hunkele with it. Back to Cellini and Hunkele again. Looks. Left wing circle. Shooting. And it never gets through. Hunkele's got it once more. Trying to send back to the point. And it's kept in. Move around. Trying to split through the defense. It was Luke Stickle, number 16. He's still with it. Hunkele's got it. Trying to put it out in front. It's deflected. Work back to the point. The setup, a wrist shot, never gets through. The rebound loose in front. Catch ball swats it aside, and then cleared all the way down. Pinos comes out to play it. Just leaves it aside, picking it up on the other end, and then stopping behind the net. Hunkele leaves on off for Sam Gray. Gray's cross-ice pass, a little too hot for Young to handle, and the Panthers send back down. 28 to go on the power play, 17:50 to go, second period, 4-0 Williams. Right wing side, here goes Shugart. Cross-ice pass on the money, in goes Mork. Mork goes around the net. Frankie Mork still with it. Puts back to the point, the hold there by Gray. Still, now Mork sends a pass down low, same in, rebound loose, and it's knocked aside. It might not have ever gotten through the goal. Well, it's being banged. It looks like somebody blocked it in front. Two Williams players crunch one of the Panthers down low. That being Quast. Power play is over. Williams 1-for-2 with the man advantage. Back to Mork at the point. Cross ice for Gray. Gray throws one through, but it's gloved down by Ketchabon. He holds on. 17:10 to go. Second period. 4-0 Williams. One more weekend to go, and it's next weekend. Both of these teams will be doing the Hammy Abbey trip. Middlebury will be at Hamilton Friday night. Williams at Amherst Friday night. Both those games 7 o'clock. We'll have, the Middlebury game against Hamilton for you right here on the One Credit Union Panther Radio Network, pregame 6:30. And then the game at Amherst is a 3 p.m. start. Barring what looks to be a miracle right now, that will be the Middlebury season finale next Saturday afternoon. Big hit put on along the boards. Still with it now sent out by Critella. Back into the Panther zone this goes. And this is Neary. Sent up and out and all the way down. This will be icing against Middlebury. And the faceoff comes all the way into the Panther zone with 16:39 to go. Second period, 4-0. Williams leads. Middlebury College Hockey and One Credit Union Panther Radio Network brought to you by Autumn Gold Jewelry. They have the Earth's most beautiful gifts, Main Street in Middlebury. Off the tie-up, puck goes around the wall to the point, but not out. A shot goes wide by Taylor Carmola. Behind the net, slamming on the brakes is Jacobs, trying to get away from the pressure of Hunkele. Couldn't quite do so. Penalty call coming up, and it's going to be, I think, against Williams. Tripping's going to be the call. Time and a penalty, 3:38. And it looks like the guilty party is Carmola. And so, Middlebury to the power play. Nope, into the box is Welch, number 19. Panthers 0-for-1 on the man advantage. Down the wall, and this comes up and out. Back for it, Bellucci, being pressured by Cellini. And Cellini backs off. And the Panthers will have a chance to skate it out. Bellucci, pass on to the left wing, to the right wing side, I should say. As the roller on goal, it's slugged all the way down after Pinos had left it aside. An onside play for Cellini. Cellini puts out in front and a shot, or at least attempted by Gray, never gets through. Rebound comes up and out to center and slugged back in. Now the move ahead, an onside rush into the zone on the chip, Stevens. First one to the loose puck and sending it all the way down to Sam Gray, though. Catch a ball, leaves it behind the net, picked up by Dawson. 15:25 to give a second period. We come up on a minute now to go in the man advantage for the Panthers, and they trail 4-0. And this one sent all the way back down once more. So Middlebury trying to wind it out of their own end again here. Long pass on the right wing boards. Moving ahead with this one. Trying to step through is Mitch Allen. Allen in the corner. Couple players tie up with each other. Puck works itself free on the near side boards. Picked up by Dawson. Cross ice for Jasanti. His shot blocked out, smothered that time by Mork. He comes out in a two-on-one. Frankie Mork moves in. Mork centering in front, and Ketchupaw made the save. The rebound was loose for the moment. Referee lost sight of the puck and blows the whistle. 14:43 to go in the second period. 21 seconds to go on the Middlebury man advantage. Williams leads 4-0. And so it'll be a defensive zone faceoff. June McKean is stepping in to take the draw against Sam Gray. Off the tie-up, Panthers control. And they have 16 seconds to move the puck up into the Williams end of the ice. Pass on for Neary. Andrew Neary sends around the net. First one out. Trimble tried to be the first one out, but checked off the play that time by Keanu Hilaire. And then the two of them have a couple awards back and forth with each other. This one comes up and out. Power play is over. Middlebury 0 for 2 with the man advantage. Williams puck collected and sent into the Williams zone. Going back for it, sending it around is McNamara. Picking it up and sending it up is Hunkelin. Left wing side and into the zone, Welch. Pass into the high slot, not able to control. Now the Panthers get to skate the other way, 3-on-2. Conrad centers it out in front, and then I think Jacobs thought he had Turnbull with him, but Turnbull had peeled off, coming in for a line change. 13:40, second period, 4-0 Middlebury, and then the puck pops out of play with 13:38 to go in the second, and Middlebury trailing, not leading, 4-0. That'll be back in the glory days. Middlebury College Hockey and One Credit Union Panther Radio Network, brought to you by National Bank of Middlebury, offering accounts for every stage of life to meet your financial needs. Branches in Middlebury, Brandon, Bristol, Hinesburg, Virgins, and online at mbmvt.com. Off the tie-up, puck comes down into the Williams zone. Mork goes around. Mork has the stick chopped right out of his hand, no call. Now, puck knocked around right in front of the Williams bench, picked up by Dawson. Brandon Dawson moves in, shooting. It's a low shot that goes wide. Rebound sent behind the net by Allen. First one to pick it up is Carmola. Left wing boards, and out goes Malika. Malika sends a pass onto the right wing side a little bit too far. Dawson backhands it off the wall, but not out of the zone. Shugart's got it. Centered out in front. Save made by Ketchupaw. The rebound corralled. And the Panthers look to come out with it. 12:53 to go, second period. Our 4-0 Williams and an icing call with 12:50 to go. We'll send a face-off all the way in the Middlebury zone. And the Panthers trailing by 4. Face-off will come to the right, Ryan Ketchupaw. Controlled and sent down low by Gray. Williams moving around in the Middlebury zone, trying to set up an attack. A shot never really gets through, though. And the Panthers look to come out to center, sent all the way down. This will, it will be icing. McClellan thought he had inside position on Hilaire, but the icing was called. So another face-off down into the Middlebury zone with 12:33 to go in the second. 4-0 Williams. Shot totals in this period, 6-1 in favor of the Eafs. 29-6 in the game. This comes back out to center and all the way down into the Williams zone. Peeling away from a check, Stickle. Left wing boards, the skate ahead now for Malika. Check that Max Fold out there, number 15. Put out in front, deflected around a little bit. Fold's going to try to step up on this one and do a good job keeping it deep. Behind the net, Bellucci. Sends around the wall, intended for Stevens. It's intercepted. Fold. Cross ice gets the return. Sent down low now. Williams building up some pressure here. Still jab away at it in the near side corner to the right. 11:47 to go here in the second. 4-0 Williams. Now the Panthers do get it up and out to center. Just a little chip into the Williams zone. Up sent around the wall that time by Frankie Mork. He's going to pick it up again. Mork steps around Jacobs. Frankie Mork in across the Panther line. Mork centered it out in front. A save made by Ketchabal. The rebound loose behind the net. Another shot hit the post. That shot rang off the post and stayed out. And now the Panthers get it out to center. It's as far as it gets, though. Frankie Mork's back on it. Flips one high in the air. Bounces down and into the Middlebury end. Neary trying to move away from a check. Almost does so. Does get the puck up and out the center. Quickly intercepted. Here goes Gray in the other direction. Gains the line onside. Tried to send deep. It's blocked off. Still they jab away at it. Now it's out the center. 10:50 to go. Second period. 4-0 Williams. Puck around the net. Picked up by Cozzolino. Around the boards. It's an intercept. And he's set up in the zone again. Hunkele goes. Trying to send back the point. Gets knocked down. Penalty call coming up. It's going to be against Middlebury. Another tripping call at 9:23. And so, back to the power play. Go to Williams Eves. Into the penalty box is Cozzolino. So here comes the power play. Middlebury trying to move forward. Couldn't do so short-handed. Here goes Cretella in the other direction. Colby Cretella into the Middlebury zone. Sends to the left wing corner. And Neve set up shop in the Panther end. Cretella now in the right wing corner. Colby Cretella works back to the point, then gets the return pass from Luke Stickle. Cretella at the right point now. Gives on off for Hunkelin. Cretella. Wines, fires, pants save, Ketchabal. The rebound loose and goes behind the net. And then Ketchabal's helmet popped off and immediately gets a whistle. Arm is up. Is there a penalty call coming as well? Midway through this contest, 4-0 at Williams. No penalty, just the arm up for the helmet getting knocked off. Off the draw, Williams controls. With it is Gray. Ray's shot gets deflected, goes behind the net. Italiano's got it. Try to put out in front and gets the return himself. Gray at the right point, calling for it. Mork at the left point. Mork and Gray switch puck end spots. Cross ice pass is a one-timer. Save may catch a ball. The rebound loose. Still they scrap for it. And then this is sent up and all the way down. 9.5 second period. 52 on the man advantage. Here's a quick rush. In the zone shoot. Leaves it on off for Malika. Malika around the net. Stuff attempt never gets there. Malika still with it. Marcus Malika sends back to the point for Mork. Frankie Mork and Sam Gray playing catch again. Before Gray sends it down low. A lot of interchanging here. Mork has it in the right wing circle. Chips down low. Fake return pass. And intervention does return to Frankie Mork. Mork steps it out to the middle. Then to the left side. 20 to go on the power play. Gray. Right wing circle now with it. And skating around is Italiano. Leave off for Mork. Mork had it chopped off his stick and the Panthers come out shorthanded. It's a one on two. This is just chipping it in with Mitch Allen. Gray, long passes off the mark. Power play is over. Williams is 1-for-3 with the man advantage and a whistle is blown. Some pushing and shoving behind the play. And we're going to get matching minors. Looks like it's going to be Italiano and Mitch Allen will go. And time of the penalties, 11:26. And we'll see what they are guilty of. Play 4-4 out of all of it. Looks like it's going to be either roughing or delay game. I'm going to imagine it's on the roughing side. So 4-4 hockey here for the next two. Off the draw. And neutral zone. Up slashing on Michalik. Roughing on Taliana. Either way, it's still power play. This one sent into the zone. Sharp angle shots knocked off to the side. Behind the net it goes. Middlebury with it in this 4-on-4. Nice move by Dawson. Dawson centers one. Intended for Stevens, but just deflected. Dawson's got it again. Now Stevens tied up in the corner. Puck works its way free. Some more pushing around, and now Williams with the puck. Sent behind the net by Max Fold. Fold's got it. Steps out the right wing side. Slips the pass on ahead to Haggerty. Haggerty in across the Panther line. Haggerty goes around. Here's a pass on off of Curtella. Colby Curtella gets it intercepted, and the Panthers come the other way. It's a 2-on-2. This is Jacobs. Jacobs tied up in the corner, coming in to help out Tkachuk. The puck just knocked off a stick. Wanting a holding penalty, in case you didn't figure it out. In the background was Mork. Out in front, save made. Ketchup on the rebound. Loose ketchup on to save, and he holds. 6:57, second period, 4-0 Williams. Middlebury College Hockey to One Credit Union, Panther Radio Network, brought to you by LaBerge Insurance Agency, Washington Street in Middlebury. LaBerge equals insurance. Off the faceoff, puck is sent up and up. Chipped into the zone, going in after it, and getting checked for his efforts was Gray. Behind the net, worked free, and here goes Hilaire. Power plays are now, or penalties, I should say, are now over, so we're back to 5-on-5 hockey. Sharp angle shot, never gets through, rebound chased after by Shugart. Sent down low, still the battle for it. 2-on-2, just a big old scrum right now against the boards before it's finally worked free up to the blue line, but it does get out to center. 1-on-3 the other way, so chipping it in, Turnbull goes after it. Pino sends it around the boards. Max Fulton's got it. Sends a pass ahead to Marcus Wolika. Wolika, his cross-ice pass intercepted. Panthers go the other way. Cross-corner dump in for Middlebury. Going in after this puck and then getting checked for his efforts. Was Wyatt Glover, number 18. Center ice and then the recoil. 5:42, second period. Williams with a 4-0 lead. Back into the zone, cross-ice pass. Slamming on the brakes is Tkachuk. Couldn't quite control the pass. Stickling through Dawson, but his pass is intercepted. Sent back off the wall by Fulm. Center ice play for Bellucci. Eventually a retreat farther into the Panther zone. Bellucci's got it again. And his pass ahead is a clean one and chipped into the zone by Tkachuk. Centered out in front, but nobody but cream jerseys in front. That'd be Cellini. Cellini quickly the other way and across the Panther line. Leaves it for Young and a shot save made by Ketchabaugh. The rebound is loose and Williams controls. 4:53 to go here in the second. 4-0 Williams. A wrist shot knocked down in front. A rebound loose is behind. And the Eaves setting it up. A slot shot knocked down in front. Another rebound scramble. Before finally picked up by Williams. Stepping up. Young is shot save. Ketchabaugh, he holds on. 4:37 in the second. 4-0. Williams with the lead. Middlebury College Hockey to One Credit Union Panther Radio Network, brought to you by Foster Motors, home of the We Care People, Route 7 in Middlebury. So Allen got the slash earlier, and Taliano got the rough. Meantime, play still in the Middlebury end. A shot, same A, or never gets through, actually. Rebound still scrapped for. One of the Eagles goes down. They'll call a shot in a pants in. Rebound glove down by catch a ball. And a couple players go crashing into the net, knocking it off its moorings. 4:12 to go, second period. It is a 4-0 Williams lead. Face-off will be to the left of Brian Ketchabaugh. Ketchabaugh's played well since coming on in relief of Stephen Klein. Ketchabaugh's faced 20 shots now. Oh, cross-corner dump in again. Key after it, sends it around the boards. First one to Travis Stevens. Stevens tied up in the corner, as is Dawson. Dawson in a tie-up right now with Shugart. Still a battle out, 2-2 battle. Still going along. Let's play rugby along the boards, boys. Puck comes loose, eventually to the left wing circle, knocked down and sent out to center. Gloved down and skated around by Fold. And then a whistle. To be offside is going to be the call. 3:32 to go in the second. 4-0 Williams. Our next Middlebury broadcast on the One Credit Union Panther Radio Network. Friday night, we will be in Clinton, New York. Middlebury and Hamilton, 7 p.m. face-off. Pre-game at 6:30 right here on the One Credit Union Panthers Radio Network. Another play goes out of play. Puck popped into the Middlebury bench once more. Or over it even. 3:26 to go here in the second. Center ice face-off is going to be controlled and then sent back into the Williams end. It's Carmola. Offside pass and eventually into the Panther zone. Back for it is Neary. Neary sends around the near side boards. That's cut off, so Neary tries the far side. Now it's sent up and out of the zone by Cozzolito. Back of the Eaves. We'll pass on up ahead. The skate forward by Glover. Wyatt Glover onside slams on the brakes. Couldn't quite get a pass out to the point. Still loose along the boards and then popped out of play. We got another whistle with 2:48 to go in the second period. All four goals in this game were scored in the first period of play. Haggerty, Mork, Italiano, Molica, the goal scorers, all on Stephen Klein. They got pulled 14:46 mark. 5:14 to go in the first. In came Ketchabaugh, and he's been in since. All the way down, left behind for Gray. The give to Hilaire. Right wing boards it out to center. Oh, Williams players goes tumbling down. That being Italiano. Puck sent into the Williams zone. And Middlebury trying to put on the forecheck here. Around the boards on the far side. Big collision. And Italiano took umbrage to that hit from Bellucci. Bellucci back for it again. And lost an edge there. It would be in Cellini. Still loose at center ice. The Panthers now come into the Williams zone. Moving it around is Allen. Centered it out in front. That's intercepted. And with it is Sam Gray. Gray, a little cross-ice pass for the move in. 1:48 to go. Here's a shot that's knocked off into the corner. Rebound Italiano. Williams leads 4-0. Italiano then takes a tumble to the ice. Puck loose, and now the Panthers come away with it. 90 seconds to go here in the period. A shot from 90 feet or knocked aside with a waffle board by Pinos. Skating around is Max Fold. Fold chipped up and out to center. Furthered along by Glover. Intercepted that time by Cozzolito, who has to go into the left wing corner or his right wing corner to get it. Now a pass on up ahead, and the Panthers look to come out of the zone and do. 2-on-3, so the chip and chase is on for Middlebury. McKee chipped it. Conrad chased it. Now they tie up in the near side corner to the left. Puck goes around, trying to move around, losing an edge that time. Hunkele. Conrad gets the stick knocked out of his hands, and now puck comes out to center. Stevens puts a hit on Hunkele. Body The body count has gone up a little bit here in this period. Carnage to ensue, possibly. Behind the net, a little shoulder fake by Fold. Heavier forecheck being put on by the Panthers here. Fold steps away with it. Max Fold. Pass on up ahead and absorbs the hit from Jasanti. Onside play, a centering pass goes all the way through and out of play. 21.8 seconds to go in the second period, and it's 4-0 Williams. Williams got their goals in a pair of bunches, scoring the first two goals a minute 17 seconds apart, Haggerty and Mork. The second two goals a minute 3 seconds apart, Italiano and Malika. Now in the Panthers zone. Puck goes behind the net. Jasanti's got it with 11 to go in the period. Vinny Jasanti skates ahead with this one from the red line. Tried to shoot in and hits his own teammate. Back for it, Dawson. And that'll finish off the second period of play. No goals scored in the period. A lot of shots in the period. In fact, 15 more for Williams. And just 3 for Middlebury. Our score at the end of 2, Williams 4, Middlebury nothing. You're listening to Middlebury College Hockey on the One Credit Union Panthers Radio Network.
The finest furniture, housewares, home accessories, lighting, and bedding is at Woodware, a family-owned business located just south of Middlebury on Route 7. They carry brands known for quality. Flex Steel, sofas, sectionals, recliners, and accent furniture. Thor's Elegance, Vermont-crafted furniture. Beauty Rest mattresses. Hubbard's and Forge, hand-forged lighting from Vermont. R.H. Lemure, fine hardwood dining room furniture. Oriental Weavers, area rugs, and Telescope casual outdoor furniture. Their top-quality furnishings and other items for your home are backed by a customer is always right guarantee. Plus, they deliver anywhere in Vermont and provide white glove delivery service anywhere in the country. It's all at Woodware on Route 7 South Middlebury, online at woodwarevt.com.
Celebrating 60 years in business, LaBerge equals insurance. LaBerge Insurance Agency has been helping you find the right insurance. Don't pay too much for the wrong coverage. LaBerge Insurance will get it right. Homeowners, renters, condo, auto, life, commercial, or farm insurance, call LaBerge at 388-2772. LaBerge Insurance Agency, locally owned and conveniently located at 1 Washington Street, Middlebury. LaBerge equals insurance.
A great way to start off your day is with Monument Farms hot chocolate. Just pop their signature chocolate milk in the microwave and you have instant delicious hot chocolate. Great for the kids before they head outdoors and to school. You can find all Monument Farms local products in many area stores. And if you live nearby, please stop into their popular dairy store Mondays through Fridays. Monument Farms, landmark quality from the heart of Vermont in Weybridge.
Foster Motors is a family-owned dealership that has been caring about their customers for generations. Their excellence in customer service is recognized in their achievement of the Fiat Chrysler Automobiles 2016 Inaugural Customer First Award for Excellence. Foster Motors is one of only 124 dealerships in the country and the only dealership in Vermont to win this award. When shopping for your next car, visit Foster Motors Jeep Dodge Ram Chrysler on Route 7 in Middlebury, Vermont.
And remember, at Foster Motors, we care.
You're sure to drive in style, mile after mile, when you join the team, Team Denneker.
It's Tom Denneker. Sometimes luck isn't always on your side. Maybe you're recently divorced, lost your job, had an illness in the family, lost your home, declared bankruptcy, or had a vehicle repossessed. In other words, you have really poor credit or no credit. Well, my friends, your luck is about to change. You need a vehicle. No problem. Here's how you get 100% guaranteed credit approval at Denneker Chevrolet. Visit us at Denneker Chevrolet, ask for Brett or David, and ask about 100% guaranteed credit approval. You can come in today and drive out in a vehicle today. We make Denneker deals, and we make you smile. At Denneker Chevrolet, we make it happen. Visit us at Route 7 South in Middlebury, at Denneker Virgens, or DenekerChevrolet.com.
Denneker Chevrolet.
You're listening to Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK.
All four goals scored in the first period of play. Williams with the 4-0 lead after one period of, after two periods of play, I should say. Four goals. Williams would score the first one at the 4:31 mark of the first period. Haggerty got his six from McNamara and Malika. That made it 1-0. Then the minute 17 later, it'd be Frankie Mork getting his third of the season. Young and Italiano assisting at 5:48. That would make the score 2-0 in favor of Williams. It would take a little while before they got number three. Italiano getting it, his 12th from Shugart, and Young at 13:43, making it 3-0. And then a minute 3 seconds later, Marcus Malika getting his third. Stickle and Shugart the assist at 14:46. 4-0 the score at that point. Stephen Klein pulled. Brian Ketchabaugh put in his place. Ketchabaugh has faced 20 shots since then, has turned the ball aside, and that's not to fault Stephen Klein for this one, because I don't think he had a chance on any of the four goals. A couple of them were bounces right in front of a guy sitting on the doorstep. One of them the turnover, and he had to come out late to try to challenge a high slot shot that just was too late getting out there because of the turnover. It just wasn't Klein's fault that he gave up the four. It just Williams came out and totally took it to Middlebury, especially in the middle stages of that first period. 4-0 our score after the first period. It's the same way here after the second period. When we come back, we'll give you the NESCAC and out-of-town scoreboard. You're listening to Middlebury College Hockey on the One Credit Union Panthers Radio Network.
Lather Forest Products in Bristol specializes in logging and land clearing. Have trees blocking your view or just a property and you need it cleaned for building lots? Lathrop's can clear the land for many uses like scenic views, roads, even pasture reclamation. They can cover a lot of land in a minimal amount of time. With over 60 years of experience, they can handle all your land clearing needs. Call Lather Forest Products in Bristol at 453-3606. That's 453-3606.
The A. Johnson Company in Bristol has been a family-owned business since 1906. They supply woodworkers and do-it-yourself remodeling projects with locally and sustainably harvested timber. Visit their retail store and friendly staff on Route 116 in Bristol and see their wide selection of softwood and hardwood lumber, including paneling, flooring, and choose from planed or rough. The A. Johnson Company also sells kiln-dried firewood. Make the A. Johnson Company your one stop for all your lumber needs or call 453-4884. That's 453-4884.
Hi, this is John Wallace, graduate gemologist and owner of Autumn Gold in Middlebury, Vermont. Stop in and melt someone's heart. Whether you're looking for fine handcrafted jewelry, a rare gemstone, or an awesome diamond, come in and see what we have to offer. Meet our fun staff of very talented designers and goldsmiths. And remember, we do expert in-house repairs, restorations, and appraisals as well. Autumn Gold. The Earth's most beautiful gifts.
There are many banks to choose from. There's just one which truly puts personal service first and foremost. That's One Credit Union in Vergennes. The people at One Credit Union specialize in making your banking an easy and positive experience. Add in our very competitive lending rates, low-fee banking services, and the many electronic banking options with 24/7 access to your account. You'll see why One Credit Union is gaining new customers every day. One Credit Union, Green Street, Vergennes. One Credit Union. Together, we are one.
National Bank of Middlebury is there for you 24/7. Buying a home, sending your kids to college, or starting a new business? They're here to make it happen, helping families and businesses achieve their dreams since 1831. With offices in Middlebury, Brandon, Bristol, Hinesburg, and Vergennes, or online at nbmvt.com, or on your mobile phone, anytime, anywhere. Bank real, live real. National Bank of Middlebury. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. Equal opportunity employer.
A great way to start off your day is with Monument Farms Hot Chocolate. Just pop their signature chocolate milk in the microwave and you have instant delicious hot chocolate. Great for the kids before they head outdoors and to school. You can find all Monument Farms local products in many area stores. And if you live nearby, please stop into their popular dairy store Mondays through Fridays. Monument Farms, landmark quality from the heart of Vermont in Weybridge.
Now back to the ice for more Panther hockey on 92.1 WVTK.
4-0 Williams after two periods of play. This is the out-of-town NESCAC scoreboard. It's sponsored by Monument Farms, the family-owned dairy in Weybridge. Men's hockey, it's all final scores from earlier today. We start with the game of most importance to Middlebury, and that was Trinity defeating Bowdoin by a final score of 6-1. Anthony Sabitsky, Tyler Whitney had a pair. Tyler Whitney had three, I'm sorry, to go along with Sabitsky, Liam Feeney, and Ryan Pfeffer. The lone goal for Bowdoin, Matt Sullivan. Trinity scoring 3 1/3, wins against Bowdoin by a final score of 6-1. The other games, Hamilton defeated Tufts at Malden, Massachusetts, 3-1, the final score in that game. The goal scorers were for Hamilton. Ursini got a goal. Brendan Morrison, Tyler Brunetto all scoring. Tyler Scroggins, the lone goal, a shorthanded one for the Jumbos. But the Hamilton Continentals win that game by a final score of 3-1. Amherst defeated Connecticut College by a final score of 2-1. Connecticut College was back-to-back 2-1 games. Hamilton scored on them last night with a second to go. And Amherst tonight scores a third period goal to win 2-1. That goal came a little more time to go in the third period. But David White, Max Roach, the goal scorers for Amherst. Joe Giordano, the lone goal scorer for Connecticut College. Amherst wins by a final score of 2-1. And in the last score to report, Colby in a tight one defeated Wesleyan by a final score of 3-2. Low scoring until the third period, and then everybody started scoring a bit. For Colby, Michael Rudolph, Cam McDonald. Michael Rudolph had two, including the game winner. And Cam McDonald scoring for the Mules. For Wesleyan, Cam McCusker and James Klein get on the score sheet. The final score, 3-2. Colby defeated Wesleyan. Other sports in and around NESCAC as we zip through everything on the basketball end of things. Middlebury defeated Trinity by a final score of 97-80. That back home in Middlebury. The women's basketball team defeated Trinity 65-59. And in women's ice hockey, Middlebury at the end of the second period have a 4-0 lead over Colby. That's the first of two games the two teams will play. The second one tomorrow afternoon at 1 p.m. Middlebury leads 4-0 in that one. Goals by Maddie Winslow, Jana Henlicka, and Anna Zumwinkel has a pair of goals for the Panthers. 4-0 Middlebury leads after two periods of play back to Kenyon Arena. That in NESCAC women's play. The only NESCAC team not playing tonight is Williams, and some of those girls are here watching the game tonight between the Middlebury Panthers and Williams Eaves. That is the NESCAC out-of-town score, but sponsored by Monument Farms, the family-owned dairy in Weybridge. Just trying to possibly check out maybe some other scores that are going around NCAA Division III. We'll see if we can catch any real quickly before we head to break. As a lot of scores came through, actually, over on College Hockey Stats. A couple going on right. St. Norbert all over St. Scholastica, 9-2. That was a final score. Looking elsewhere, Castleton defeated Daniel Webster by a 10-1 tally. Trying to catch up on any other scores. A few games going on presently. Marsville leads Cortland 5-4. Oswego over Canton 3-0. That's at the end of two periods of play. Geneseo leads Buffalo State 2-0. Just a whole bunch of games going on. Concordia, Minnesota lost to St. Olaf 5-3. That game is a final. Norwich defeats St. Michael's 6-0 earlier today. Skidmore defeats Southern Maine 2-1. So a lot of games going on in NCAA Division III. Here it's 4-0 after 2, third period when we return. You're listening to Middlebury College Hockey on the One Credit Union Panthers Radio Network.
Are you thinking this is a good time of year to sell your home? Spring will be here soon, and now is an excellent time to call one of the five agents at Champlain Valley Properties to start the process of finding a buyer for your house, condo, investment property, or land. Nancy Foster, Diana Bertheum, Robin Foster Cole, Mandy Daly Hodson, and John Snyder White are all available to assist you with the sale of your property. The inventory of homes on the market in Addison County is low right now. It is a good time to think about listing your home with Champlain Valley Properties. Stop by our office at 70 Court Street in Middlebury or visit us online at ChamplainValleyProperty.com.
Hey, you in the truck going fishing or hunting today? Do you have everything you need to bag that big one? You sure? Let's go over that checklist. Snacks, lures, worms, ammo? How about beer for later and breakfast before you get to camp? How about a whole keg? You forgot something, didn't you? Head on over to Virgin's Redemption right on Main Street. They have all those things. And hey, if you need something a little more upscale for dinner when you get home, they have a great selection of wine, too. Virgin's Redemption, open 7 days a week.
Foster Motors is a family-owned dealership that has been caring about their customers for generations. Their excellence in customer service is recognized in their achievement of the Fiat Chrysler Automobiles 2016 Inaugural Customer First Award for Excellence. Foster Motors is one of only 124 dealerships in the country and the only dealership in Vermont to win this award. When shopping for your next car, visit Foster Motors Jeep Dodge Ram Chrysler on Route 7 in Middlebury, Vermont.
And remember, at Foster Motors, we care.
This is Middlebury College Panther Hockey on 92.1 WBTK.
Both teams back out on the ice for the start of this third period of play. 4-0 Williams. No carryover power play time. And on the stat page, they still have Brian Ketchabaugh surrendering a goal. I'm not so sure where that came from, but sure they'll correct that at some point. Ketchabaugh putting the water bottle on the holder behind the net. Now gets set to go to the left. Michael Pinos to go to the right. Williams in the green jerseys trimmed in purple gold and the black pants and helmets. And this one goes up and out of play. And a face-off coming to the neutral zone. They're going right to left here in the third period. Middlebury in the navy blue trimmed in white. The block M on the front of the jerseys. They're going left to right. Off the face-off, center ice, and the chip forward by Williams. Back for it, Dawson. Sends on to the right wing boards. Stepping forward is Mitch Allen. Sends into the Williams zone. Half boards and out to center again. Dawson slams it off the wall. Back to the Williams end. So a little bit of a tennis match going on early in the first 30 seconds here in the third period. The weave through by Frankie Mork. Mork is onside. Frankie Mork moves in. On the center, couldn't do so. Good job by Dawson to ride him off the play. And then Mork nearly gets the puck back. Sent down low, going in after it is Pertella. Pertella with it. Sets up a shot. Easy glove save by Ketchabaugh, and he holds on. 52 seconds gone by. Third period, 4-0 Williams. High up. Puck sent down low. And behind the net with it is Cellini. Two-on-two open ice battle before finally stepping away to Italiano. Back to the point for a shot that's deflected. Still loose in front. And finally picked up by Conrad. Now behind the net, Cozzolino. Neary takes a peek over his shoulder. Back to Cozzolino again. A little bit of a tie-up. Puck worked free. Italiano tries to squeeze his way through, but Cesanti picks it up on the other side. Cesanti does a move around one. Puck comes to center ice and all the way down. It's going to be icing against Middlebury. And so a face-off all the way down in the Panthers zone. A minute 28 gone by here in the third. 4-0 Williams. It's been really two quick spurts by Williams in this game. Although I will say the shot totals have been one-sided and it's been noticeable. Off the tie-up, East control. The blue line sent down low. It's Malika. Upwork back to the point. Gray cross-ice Hilaire. Down low, spinning around Malika again. Back to Gray at the left point. Wrist shot, blocker to side by Ketchabaugh. The rebound controlled by Malika. Put behind the net where Jasanti's going to pick up the loose puck. Getting Jasanti with a head of steam up across the blue line. Leaves off for Stevens. Stevens goes behind the net with it. Sends back to the point Dawson. Dawson holds, fakes around one. Dawson moves in, shooting, and he just missed it, and in! Brendan Dawson took the initial shot. It was knocked down in front and poked home. And with 17:50 to go in the third period, the Panthers are on the board. It's now 4-1. Not sure if it went off a Middlebury player in front or if Dawson's going to get the goal. Time of the goal, 2:10. It is Conrad. Give Stevens the assist, though. I'm pretty sure that was Dawson that made the rush. In the meantime, in the zone, this is pitchforked up and out of play, and we get a whistle. 17:31 to go in the third. 4-1 now. Williams with the lead. So Greg Conrad gets the goal, his fifth of the season. And it puts the Panthers on the board. This one comes loose and not quite out of the zone. One pass ahead. It's an onside play, and then sending further was Welsh. Now Cozzolino's got it for the Panthers. Rips one in from the red line. It goes over the bar. Catches the glass behind. Cannonball run put on. And the East come away with the puck. Turnover, though. Mitch Allen, turnaround shot, never gets through. Loose comes to the far side boards, and the Eaves come out to center with it. Back into the Panthers' zone, Cozzolino. His pass missed the mark. I think it was intended for Tkachuk. It goes all the way down for an icing. 16:45 to go in the third. 4-1 Williams. Middlebury College Hockey to One Credit Union Panthers Radio Network, brought to you by Della Motorsports in Plattsburgh, your motorsports headquarters. Jacobs to take the draw against Cretella. Cretella wins cleanly. Back into the left wing corner now. Haggerty, his shot hit the side of the net. Rebound controlled by Glover. Ryan Glover sends down low. Chopped at. Still about board battle before coming away with it. Cozzolino. Cozzolino checked from on the side and behind by Haggerty. He pestered him all the way. The turnover and dump back in. First on at Cretella. Haggerty couldn't catch up, does catch up to it now. Puck goes down low. Cretella puts the hit on Cozzolino. Another hit put on. This time Neary put the shoulder into Cretella. Picks up the loose puck. Half boards it out to center. Slung back into the Panthers zone. 4 minutes gone by. Third period. 4-1 Williams. Jacobs behind the net. Going to be pressured by Young. Gives to Cozzolino. Who goes around the boards for Neary. Neary's pass is off a stick and all the way into the Williams zone. No icing. Conrad on the forecheck. Conrad puts the hit on. Stevens nearly comes away with the puck, but now here come the Eaves out of the zone and the 3-on-4. Pass deflected around in front of a couple crazy hops, but now Dawson's got it. Dawson chips up and out to center. Brendan Dawson still with it, stumbles forward, gets it on off into the zone. Down the net it goes, and now the Eaves come out with it to center. It's as far as the puck gets before Bellucci picks it up. Cross to Dawson. Another pass here. Stevens. Stevens in. Stevens dinks. And nice save by Pinos. Might have gotten a post on the way by. 5 minutes gone by in the third. 4-1. And the Panthers have been the most dangerous here in this period. Danny Tye with it. Tide couldn't control in the back. Checking to the dump in by Williams Eves. Dawson's got it now. Brendan Dawson starts up and peels back. Starts to step out the other side and leaves it for Bellucci. Back to Dawson. Dawson ahead to Giasanti. Giasanti and across the Williams line. William Giasanti, his shot goes wide. The rebound came careening all the way out to the neutral zone. Gonzalino with it. Gonzalino sends a pass on off to Giasanti. Vinny Giasanti. Deflected Neary's shot. Echoes wide. The rebound. Neary to Cozzolino. Winds up. What's a wrist shot go? It's blocked down in front. Cozzolino's got it again. Cozzolino around the net. Ty goes and gets it back to the point. Neary cross ice for Allen. Allen's shot wide. The mark. The rebound fanned on by Ty. Why do you got his stick tied up in the process? 13:54, third period, 4-1 Williams. Neary back for it. Slugged it up the wall, and it hit the referee right in the skate. Neary immediately goes over to offer apologies. There was a penalty behind the play, and Neary, just in frustration, cracked the slap shot around the boards, and it goes right off of St. Lawrence's skate as he tried to jump out of the way. St. Lawrence hops up and skates away. Neary not happy with himself about that play. St. Lawrence goes to the bench, or goes to the penalty box area. In the meantime, Vinny Giasanti in the penalty box. That never feels good. Time of the penalty, 6:12. See if he skates it off. You know, it looks like it. St. Lawrence is had a little bit of a smile to him. The puck comes to the point, but not out. Sent down low. Williams on the power play there, 1-for-3. Around the wall, but not out of the zone. Keep by Stickle. Cross-ice pass is off the stick of Patella. He regains and sends down low to Cellini. Cellini with it. Cellini still with it. Top of the slot now. Wrenching down to the left wing circle. A lot of passing, and a shot goes wide. The rebound behind the net. Cellini now with it. Cellini to the left wing circle at the dot. Sends back to the point for Hunkley. Down to the right wing circle, and a save made by Ketchup off a quick wrister from Critella. 13:03 to go in the third. 1:16 on the man advantage. 4-1 Williams. Faceoff will be to the left of Brian Ketchup, who came on in replacement of Stephen Klein, who allowed 4 goals on 18 shots in the first period. Now down low is Taliano. Around the net it goes. With it is Tyler Young. Back out to the point for the home by Gray. Young trying to put out in front, and a save made by Ketchup. Rebound loose in the corner. Taliano tries to pry it free and does. Back to the point. One-timer is blocked off and goes up and out of play. Everybody lost sight of puck, and it goes in towards the Williams women's team. So a face-off will take place to the left of Brian Ketchup yet again. 12:36 to go in the third. 48 seconds to go on the penalty to Vinny Giasanti. 4-1 Williams. Off the draw, loose control. Back at the point. Sending it down low is Mork. Behind the net, eventually to the left wing corner, Young. Back to the point, Gray. Wants to give it to Mork. It's a little bit too high. Young sent down low. Not sure where that came from. In the meantime, in front, a save made. Catch a ball. The rebound is loose. Mouthpiece right outside the crease right now. A catch a ball sweeps aside. Power play is over. Williams is 1-for-4. Looking back into the zone in an onside play. Might have lost connection for a second. We apologize for any technical difficulties. And now this comes back up and out the center. 4-1 Williams. A pass is chopped off by Dawson. Sent down low for Cretella. Back to the point. A shot from there is blocked down. And here goes Danny Jacobs the other way. Jacobs in a 2-on-2. And trying to thread through the D. Could not do so. Kachuk in the left wing corner after it. Tied up with Mork. Oh, Bonnie's go flying. The puck comes out to center. 10:55, third period. 4-1 Williams. Here is Trevor Turnbull. Turnbull's got to go back behind his own net. And moves it on off for Brendan Dawson. Dawson has a chance. Again, we're apologizing for any connection issues on here in the broadcast. 4-1 to score. Face off to the left of Brian Ketchabaugh. And we'll do this all again. Middlebury College Hockey and One Credit Union Panther Radio Network brought to you by Woodware Fine Furniture, offering the finest furniture, housewares, home accessories, lighting, and bedding, Route 7 in Middlebury. Now McKeegan. So, behind it out, centering pass out front, a shot fanned on, and now Consolino sends it the other way. This is Conrad. Conrad shooting, and a shot goes wide. Rebound, far side boards. Jasanti sends down low. And Jasanti still with it. Try to put it out front. Said it gets sent all the way to the Middlebury end. Jasanti back for it. Jasanti cross-ice pass for Neary is off the mark. Going into the corner, Shugart. Shugart checked there. A healthy check at that. Couple players jab along. Puck goes into the corner. The tie-up. Some fans get startled from the body work. He comes out the center. Chipped into the zone by Conrad. Line change on for the Panthers. 8:55, third period, 4-1, Williams leads. Scoring all four goals in the first period in this one. Trying to move in, Italiano checked off. Third period, 4-1 the score in favor of Williams. Middlebury College Hockey to One Credit Union Panther Radio Network. Well, we'll get to that read in a moment. Back into the zone, it's Sam Gray. On the net, and now. Up, down low, trying to work its way free, and it eventually comes up and out to center ice. Cross ice pass, Bellucci. Bellucci sends into the Williams zone, going back for this one. Taylor Carmona. Carmona sends around the wall, but Stevens intercepts. apologize. We apologize for the technical difficulties. You haven't missed much other than a lot of just back and forth action. 4-1 still Williams. We got a minute 30 to go here in the third period. Onside play for a wrist shot that's knocked off into the corner and then sent along by Stevens. Behind the net, Jasanti couldn't pick up. Loose puck at the blue line. Jasanti keeps. Sends down low Stevens. Around the net it goes. And this will come up and almost out to center. And then does get out to center. Coming up on 1 minute to go here in the third period. 4-1 Williams leads. All four goals in the first period. Loose puck. Sent behind Jacobs. Trying to stuff out in front. Couldn't do so. Jacobs puts the hit on. Puck comes around the boards and eventually works its way into the Williams bench for 42.7 seconds to go in the third. Williams Hockey, Middlebury College Hockey on a One Credit Union Panther Radio Network brought to you by Denniker Chevrolet, Route 7 South Middlebury, and at DennikerChevrolet.com. We apologize again for the connection difficulties on our end here at Lansing Chapman Rink. But didn't miss any. Just a lot of back and forth action while we try to reestablish the connection. Still 4-1. 35 seconds to go, third period. This sent down low behind the net with it. Causalito. We'll leave for Neary. Neary now for Tkachuk. And Causalito. Right wing side for the pass to Turnbull. Cross ice for Tkachuk. It's knocked off his stick and back towards the Panther end. Retreating Causalito. Causalito snaps a pass on the left wing side. It's going to be sent in. No icing with 7 seconds to go. So Williams will sweep the back-to-back games against Middlebury, taking this one by a final score of 4-1. Brian Ketchabaugh came in and played well in relief of Stephen Klein. Turned aside every shot he faced. But in the end, it wasn't enough. Our final score, 4-1. You're listening to Middlebury College Hockey on the One Credit Union Panthers Radio Network.
Paul, Vermont Field Sports in Middlebury. This year's Farmer's Almanac is calling for a cold, snowy winter, and we'd like to invite you to stop by the store and check out our full line of cold weather boots and clothing. We carry all the top name brands, including Lacrosse, Dainer, Irish Setter, High Tech, Dickies Workwear, 100% wool clothing, hats, gloves, and much more. So stop in and let our friendly staff help you find what you need to stay warm and happy this winter. Thank you and have a great day.
You're sure to drive in style, mile after mile, when you join the team, Team Denniker.
It's Tom Denniker. Sometimes luck isn't always on your side. Maybe you're recently divorced, lost your job, had an illness in the family, lost your home, declared bankruptcy, or had a vehicle repossessed. In other words, you have really poor credit or no credit. Well, my friends, your luck is about to change. You need a vehicle. No problem. Here's how you get 100% guaranteed credit approval at Denniker Chevrolet. Visit us at Denniker Chevrolet, ask for Brett or David, and ask about 100% guaranteed credit approval. You can come in today and drive out in a vehicle today. We make Denniker deals, and we make you smile. At Denniker Chevrolet, we make it happen. Visit us at Route 7 South in Middlebury, at Denniker Virgens, or DennikerChevrolet.com.
Denniker Chevrolet.
Real trust is having a partner you can count on. National Bank of Middlebury has experienced bankers providing advice, guidance, and support you can trust, and a full range of loans, savings, and online products and services. Find out what having the right partner can do for you. Offices in Middlebury, Brandon, Bristol, Hinesburg, and Virgins, or online at mbmvt.com. Bank real. Live real. National Bank of Middlebury.
Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. Equal opportunity employer.
Hi, this is John Wallace, graduate gemologist and owner of Autumn Gold in Middlebury, Vermont. Stop in and melt someone's heart. Whether you're looking for fine handcrafted jewelry, a rare gemstone, or an awesome diamond, come in and see what we have to offer. Meet our fun staff of very talented designers and goldsmiths. And remember, we do expert in-house repairs, restorations, and appraisals as well. Autumn Gold, the Earth's most beautiful gifts.
Celebrating 60 years in business, LaBerge equals insurance. LaBerge Insurance Agency has been helping you find the right insurance. Don't pay too much for the wrong coverage. LaBerge Insurance will get it right. Homeowners, renters, condo, auto, life, commercial, or farm insurance, call LaBerge at 388-2772. LaBerge Insurance Agency, locally owned and conveniently located at 1 Washington Street, Middlebury. LaBerge equals insurance.
This is Panther Hockey on Addison County's WBTK. Port Henry, Bridport, Middlebury, 92.1 WBTK. This is where the Panthers play, 92.1 WBTK.
Final score here, 4-1 in favor of the Williams East, scoring all four goals in the first period. Haggerty, Mork, Italiano on the power play, Malika. No goals were in the second, and one goal would come in the third, and it would come 2 minutes and 10 seconds into the third, courtesy of Greg Conrad. Where Jasanti's going to pick up the loose puck. Getting Jasanti with a head of steam up across the blue line. Leaves off for Stevens. Stevens goes behind the net with it. Sends back to the point, Dawson. Dawson holds. Fakes around one. Dawson moves in. Shooting, and he just missed it. And in! Brendan Dawson took the initial shot. It was knocked down in front and poked home. And with 17:50 to go in the third period, the Panthers are on the board. It's now 4-1. For Conrad, his fifth of the season, Dawson and Stevens get the assist at 2:10. That would be the only goal of the third period. And there was only one penalty in the third period. Vinny Jasanti for goalie interference. And one sore referee when Andrew Neary shot the puck around the boards and it cracked St. Lawrence, the referee, right in the foot. But no harm, no foul. Everybody was fine, including in the handshake line after it. Final score, 4-1 Williams. Third period shots, Williams 8, Middlebury 7. Game totals 46-15 in favor of Williams. On the power play, the Eaves were 1-for-4. Panthers were 0-for-2. When we come back, we'll give you the stars of the game and get you set up for next weekend. You're listening to Middlebury College Hockey on the One Credit Union Panthers Radio Network.
For just what you need to get all your weekend projects done right, shop Martin's True Value Hardware and Radio Shack. Hi, I'm Kathleen Clark.
And I'm Martin Clark from Martin's True Value Hardware.
Well, Martin, time to get out the snow shovels and take care of the driveway.
Snow shovels? Ah, that's kid stuff. How about this new snow blower plus super fast ice melt for the sidewalks?
Martin, it's a small driveway. Don't you think that's a bit overkill?
Nah. It's all clear now. That was super easy. Kathleen, where'd you go?
I'm over here.
Whoops. Sorry about that. Hey, the I'm buried in a snowbank look works for you.
Get me out of here.
Sure. For everything you need this winter. Ice melt, gloves, space heaters.
And shovels. Go get a shovel.
Right, shovels too. Shop Martin's True Value Hardware and Radio Shack on West Street in Bristol and Route 7 in Middlebury. True value, start right, start here.
A great way to start off your day is with Monument Farms Hot Chocolate. Just pop their signature chocolate milk in the microwave and you have instant delicious hot chocolate. Great for the kids before they head outdoors and to school. You can find all Monument Farms local products in many area stores. And if you live nearby, please stop into their popular dairy store Mondays through Fridays. Monument Farms, landmark quality from the heart of Vermont in Weybridge.
National Bank of Middlebury is there for you 24/7. Buying a home, sending your kids to college, or starting a new business? They're here to make it happen, helping families and businesses achieve their dreams since 1831. With offices in Middlebury, Brandon, Bristol, Hinesburg, and Vergennes, or online at nbmvt.com, or on your mobile phone, anytime, anywhere. Bank real, live real. National Bank of Middlebury, member FDIC, equal housing lender, equal opportunity employer.
Now, back to Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK.
Just in time, back here for the postgame, 4-1 Williams. So hopefully we can get through this again. Songs of the Game brought to you by the National Bank of Middlebury, locally owned and locally operated by people you know. We gave the stars. Malika gets the third star. Ketchumball got the second. And Italiano got the first star of the game. Our next game is going to be on Friday night at 7 p.m. The pregame show at 6:30 right here on the One Credit Union Panther Radio Network. Middlebury taking on the Hamilton Continentals from Clinton, New York. Hopefully we can just keep it for one last second. Once again, our final score, 4-1, Williams defeats Middlebury. Our next broadcast, Friday night, 7 p.m., pregame 6:30, right here on the One Credit Union Panther Radio Network. Thank you to Jim Ty back in the studio for keeping all the insanity together here tonight. My name is Brett Luthner. Once again, 4-1, Williams defeats Middlebury. Until next Friday night, we say good night from Williamstown, Massachusetts.
You've been listening to Middlebury College Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK. Panther Hockey all season long on WVTK is brought to you in part by
One Credit Union. Together, we are one. 1CU.org, 7 Green Street in Virgins. The A. Johnson Lumber Company of Bristol. Sustainable Timber Harvesting and SFI Certified. Monument Farms of Weybridge. Join the movement and support local farms. Martin's Hardware, Bristol and Middlebury. Your True Value Hardware Store. Autumn Gold Jewelry. They have the Earth's Most Beautiful Gifts. Main Street in Middlebury. The National Bank of Middlebury. Offering accounts for every stage in life to meet your financial needs with branches in Middlebury, Brandon, Bristol, Hinesburg, Virgins, and online at mbmvt.com. LaBerge Insurance Agency, Washington Street in Middlebury, LaBerge equals insurance. Foster Motors, home of the We Care people on Route 7 in Middlebury. Della Motorsports in Plattsburgh, your motorsports headquarters. Woodware Fine Furniture, offering the finest furniture, housewares, home accessories, lighting, and bedding, Route 7 South in Middlebury. Laffra Forest Products. For more than six generations, Laffra Forest Products has been proudly serving landowners with a full array of logging and land clearing services. Their professional crew is dedicated to helping clients in logging and timber management. South Street in Bristol. And Denneker Chevrolet. Route 7 South Middlebury and at DennekerChevrolet.com.
For a complete schedule of sports heard on 92.1 WBTK and more information, visit 921WBTK.com. Thanks for listening. This has been a local sports production on Addison County's 92.1 WBTK.